courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios here at the Gifford State Bank 42nd Annual Craft Show, going on until 5 p.m. Then they're doing it again Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you make sure that you come out here with cash, they've got ATM over at Gifford State Bank on the north side of Gifford, 5 miles east of Rantoul, and 1 mile east of Gifford is where we are. And we're talking with Lisa Graham of Gordyville, USA. Lisa, how are we doing?
It is wonderful, and it's so nice to see so many people moving in.
Of course, last year, one of the big components of this show was the fact that you guys had started to put people and populate people here in this north building here next to your offices and next to the burger bar. And that was so wildly popular that they're doing it again this year, and you're able to cater to a lot more folks.
We are. And if you have an opportunity to come out and see us in the north building, it's such a variety. We have live greens to children's clothes, books, snowmen, lawn ornaments. There's a little bit of everything over here as well. It's just kind of carrying over the theme from the main arenas.
And that's what Stacy said that this started out as a craft show, and now it's a little more encompassing. It's crafts, it's arts, it's gifts, it's so many talents that the vendors come together on. Some folks are just reselling things, and that's perfectly fine too, because the purpose of it is to find gifts and to have gifts and decor and things that people are wanting.
And keeping it local, and as you said, there's so many neat displays out here. We're standing right now by a trailer that she sells clothing, like a boutique, and it actually has a changing room where you can go in and try the clothes on. So going down the road, this looks like a trailer, but when it's here, it's a mobile boutique.
Did you ever think that even 10 years ago that we would have the capabilities of doing some of the things we are doing nowadays, like having a changing room at a mobile event like this?
Well, you know, we want to be a one-stop shop for everybody. And so everybody here has worked all year to get ready for this event, and they bring their wares, whether they're buying and reselling or they make them. Just hearing the stories is encouraging to me. I've walked around all day today, and just not about things you can buy, but things you can eat here. There's going to be the tasty meal offered by the Lutheran Church, but we have different displays selling candies and chocolates, and of course the roasted almonds. I hope you will smell those before you see them. We also have the barbecue, and we have the Beck's. So there's something for everybody here. Come hungry and enjoy your day.
I know Brennan was waiting for the lemonade stand to open up. He's a lemonade connoisseur, so he's eagerly waiting for that to happen. But you mentioned too that some of the standalone things, you guys have your own burger bar that, of course, anybody that's listened to the station knows is open 7 days a week now. That's been wildly popular for years, but now it's wildly popular even when you don't have a show.
Right. We've expanded in our hours. We're now open at 6:30 in the morning, so we get a great group of farmers that come in every day to have their coffee and talk about what's going on in the world. And, you know, it's just fun to watch them day after day come back in. And the weather doesn't deter them. It was a little foggy, and I still looked out my window, and there was 10 cars here at 6:30 this morning. So they're dedicated. And we do lunch. We do breakfast all day long. So, yeah, we do a lot of great meals. Just two nights ago, we fed 200 people. We had a veterinary clinic that was going on, and they were doing some lectures on different things in the equine industry, and we fed 200 people that night. So we're very diverse. We can feed you lunch, or we could feed your whole group.
Gordyville's doing a lot of interesting shows, a lot of great shows. There's maybe a little wiggle room on the calendar for folks that want to get something on here, but you guys have some events coming up here. You have your own show coming up just around the corner.
We do. We have our big auction coming up, and that is the first Friday and Saturday of December, which I always say, if you are looking for Christmas money, find something in your barn that you want to sell out in your barnyard, clean out the garage, clean out the barn, consign it here. We have a great group of industrial equipment, from forklifts down to lifts. About anything you can imagine is going to be here. And of course, we do toys and antiques on Friday. So, and tools. So there's something for everybody at our big auction.
And Midwest Ag Expo just around the corner, coming up quicker than what we realize here at the end of January.
It is. And just working with Jamie and that great organization, they say, again, there's a waiting list to get in here. It's kind of funny. We've had calls that are totally out of the blue. Last week was, how tall is your building? We're going to be building some silos to bring. We need to know how tall you are. Then we get, can we have a bar set up? Can we do this? Again, that is the premier exhibit here in the Midwest to see everything that's new and exciting in the ag world.
We'll be excited to be part of that once again here in 2026. But Gordyville, with so many different shows, of course, you still have the rodeos. You have some of the other shows throughout the year, but so much of a staple here locally with Gifford, and what you guys have done to keep this legacy going that the Hannigan family had for so long. You guys are just taking it now and kind of making it your own, bringing it to the nth degree here and doing a lot of things and making it great for the next generation of folks to come on out.
We always say that we built on the foundation that the Hannigans started, whether it was auction. You know, we're doing online auctions 2 or 3 a month here as well. The rodeo was just passed. That was a great thing for our community. The ag coming up. Again, we love to support the community, and the community is good to us.
For folks that want to come out, and whether that's just sneaking in to have a burger at the Burger Barn, peeking around the corner to say hi, or maybe they want to get involved with having a show of their own or an event of their own, which, you know, obviously with a smaller room you can do that too. How do they reach out?
Well, you can find us on Facebook. We always have our schedule up there. You can call us at 217-568-7117, or we're here usually 6 days a week. Stop in and see us.
Last time we talked to you, you were out at the event, so you were even doing a little philanthropy at that point in time. So we know that Lisa stays very, very busy. Lisa Graham with the Gordyville USA property here, and of course, make sure that you check them out online of all the events that they've got coming up. All the best to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you in January.
Well, we look forward to seeing everyone.
We've got more reports coming up here from Gordyville, USA, the Gifford State Bank 42nd Annual Christmas Craft Show. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.